League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Probably somebody in your life that goes above and beyond, and they never get the recognition that they deserve. That's why we have Everyday Heroes, powered by Fox 61. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Marie. Now, Marie, you sent us a beautiful message about Daryl. And can you tell us a little bit about your friend Daryl here?
Sure. I know Daryl about 10 years. I met her when my husband and I wanted to rescue a poodle, which I didn't even know until that time there was such a thing as a poodle rescue. And we went and we got our little boy, which is Bolivar, that we've had for about 10 years, and he's a little love bug. We love him and we're so happy. But Daryl does so much for the dogs. She runs Poodle Rescue. She has a standard poodle who she goes to schools with and visits with the children, and they read to the kids. I think this year she's up to almost 80 dogs that they've helped. I think she has a tribe of about 6 or 7 poodles now.
Wow.
So she takes the best care of them, and they get a brand new forever home, a new life. They really just blossom.
Daryl,
all they need is love.
I didn't even know poodles had a rescue. How did you get into this? What turned you on to poodles?
One day I was going to work and I worked around a animal shelter, and a little dog ran in front of my car and I stopped, and when I opened up the car door, because I thought for sure I might have hit it, she jumped into my car and it was love at first sight. I didn't know at the time she was really old. Someone didn't have the heart to have her euthanized, so they just dropped her off at a dog pound.
Oh.
I cared for her for 2 years, and once she passed, she took a piece of my heart with her. I decided that I needed to have a poodle, and I read, if you have a breed that you really love, consider calling the breed club and ask if you could help. And I did. I called Poodle Club of Massachusetts, and I became known to them, and I said, if I can help. And from then on, October 1999, that's what I've been doing. I've rescued over 2,000 poodles now.
Wow.
And we are under the name of Poodle Rescue Connecticut.
That's fantastic. So many people don't know that, figuring out whether they're going to adopt or purchase. They say, well, you know, the dogs that I'm after, the breeds that I'm after, they don't actually have those dogs at rescues, but they actually do. You have to be patient, find the right match, and then sometimes, as you mentioned, there's quite a bit of rehabilitation involved. But these dogs really do bounce back. It's amazing. And you can make a huge difference, whether it be 2,000 dogs as you've saved, or change the world forever for one dog there by reaching out to somebody with what you're doing. I applaud your efforts.
Thank you.
Daryl, who do you have with you today?
Today, I have Andre. His real name is Andrea, but when you say Andrea, everyone thinks it's a girl.
Right. So, I understand. You're straightening like him up. You're toughing him up.
Yes, and that's why he is named that. He was born blind.
And what happened with his leg there?
He got through a railing. Even though it was gated, he got through a railing and fell down the stairs.
Oh.
Is Andre part of your tribe now at home?
Well, he is right now, but I'm hoping to find someone who has experience with poodles, and maybe blindness would be good.
Boy, he really likes to snuggle you.
Oh, yes. My God, he loves you so much.
And I'm not sure if you've seen this before. Sometimes blind dogs, they get a companion dog, and they basically, they follow that dog around. That dog lets them know where stuff is.
Well, Daryl, we can't even begin to thank you for all that you do for the local community here in Connecticut. But what we can do is put pictures of Andrea all over our social media, and hopefully we can help you find him a home.
That would be great.
Congratulations on being one of our everyday heroes.
Well, thank you.
He might eat your earring if he's nuzzling up there.
It's a poodle, though,
right.
So it's okay.
You'll have to wait for him to pass it, I guess.
If there's someone in your life that you think deserves to be recognized as an everyday hero, head to our website, star999.com, and nominate them. Marie, thank you so much for bringing Daryl to our attention.
Oh, no problem. She deserves all the recognition she can get.
And if people wanted to donate, where do they go, Daryl?
They go to poodlerescueconnecticut.org. That's our website. Or they can email me at poodlerescuect@yahoo.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.